Marriage Life. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
Well, I'd heard the day your first baby is born is a day that fathers never forget. I didn't realize till the day came that our baby would be only one of a lot of reasons for remembering it. I mean, it was bad enough being out at a party when the poor little thing arrived and forgetting the hospital didn't know the number. And that meant Kate being so upset that they had to get her to sleep on sedatives, and the baby being so bored waiting for a minute she dropped off too. But to cap it all, I tried to drown my sorrows at Miles's party, and it wasn't long before I was in the arms of Morpheus as well. Except that I was on the floor. I was still there the next morning when Miles was on the phone with such a bad headache that he hadn't noticed one of his guests was behind the sofa.
Extension 341, please. 341.
Ooh.
What? No, I was just groaning. Would you get that extension, please? Janet? It's Miles Coldry. Listen, I've overslept.
Oh.
Yes, I'm very ill, but I wouldn't qualify for a medical certificate. Listen, if Dixon comes round asking for me, stall him, will you? Well, for a start, don't tell him that I'm still in my pyjamas smashed with alcohol. Say you saw me first thing, but I dashed out on business. Don't make it sound as though I was going out to put a bet on. Say I was muttering as I went. You didn't catch what I was muttering, but it sounded important. Okay, I'll be there at about 11. If the pure alcohol in my veins works as well as blood. What? No, it was my housewarming, remember? But it all went on longer than I meant, because the wife of one of my guests gave birth to a daughter. No, not here, in hospital. And he's even worse off than I am. He didn't tell anyone he was coming here, and by the time he rang the hospital to check, his baby had been around for several hours. He's not a monster. He's a very Hey, you know him. He used to work for us. George Starling. Listen, I better ring him in case he's overslept. Bye. Blimey. If he wasn't at that hospital at the crack of dawn, I should think his wife will throw the baby at him. I hope you don't answer, George. I hope you were at that hospital at 7 o'clock with your hundredweight of flowers and no whiskey on your breath. And if she asked you where you were last night, I just hope you didn't drop me in it. Ah, good man. Now then, where are those pills for what they call a little fullness after overeating? Good grief, I've just trodden on a corpse. No, blimey, it's George. George, wake up. George, old man. Or you're going to wish you were a corpse.
Don't shake me, darling. I've got a slight headache.
George, you've got a bigger one than you think. Miles, time to get up.
What are you doing in my bedroom?
This isn't your bedroom. It's my sitting room, and it's after 10. My alarm clock didn't go off.
Please don't shout, Miles.
What? Well, it's urgent. It's after 10. You're supposed to be at the...
All right, don't panic. Just ring my office, ask for Arthur or Dennis, and tell them to say they've seen me, but I dashed out. It's Holborn 1592.
But they won't expect you at the office today, will they?
After 10, of course they will.
Today?
Why, is it Saturday?
George, have you forgotten what happened last night?
Last night?
Last night? Well, I came here, obviously. It was your flat warming. Blimey, I'm a father. And I'm late. Again. Good grief, Miles, help me up.
Oh, George, I can't bend down there again.
What?
Oh, my head feels a little loose on my shoulders.
And mine will be on a platter if I don't get to that hospital.
All right, go on then. Up you get. Come on. Up you get. Come on.
She had that baby at 10 o'clock last night, 12 hours ago, and I still hadn't made it. She'll be so happy she won't even notice the time. She noticed it last night, half an hour after she'd had it. She was in such a state about me not being there, they had to give her an injection. I promised the hospital I'd be there on a dot of 7.
Okay, it's unfortunate, but she's not likely to bawl you out in front of a newly born baby, is she?
It's not just that, it's the principle of the thing. My first child's been in this world for 12 whole hours, and Daddy hasn't seen it yet because he's been too whistled.
Well, what am I going to say?
Well, you could promise to stay sober for the next one. What are you looking for?
My tie.
Tie? Oh, yes. You took it up to wash it. You spilled some wine on it last night.
But where did I leave it? In the bathroom?
No, it's here, in this vase of flowers. Oh. Look, I tell you what, it doesn't matter. I'll lend you one.
The jacket. I hope it's not in the bath.
No. Look, you used it as a pillow.
Oh, this is marvellous, isn't it? Proud father arriving like an underprivileged scarecrow. Miles, what am I going to tell her?
Well, you could try the truth.
Are you mad?
Well, it's harder to tell, but they can't trip you up on it.
Well, say I fell to your floor with a thud. I can see that going down like a load of cold custard.
Well, look, shall I ring her? Say it's my fault.
Don't you dare. Miles got in touch with me before you did. I can hear that being echoed down the years. Look, if I don't go in with a good excuse for being late this morning, I might as well glance at the child and then start discussing divorce proceedings.
Before that, you'd better clean your teeth.
What?
The fumes. It's highly suspicious. You don't want to gas the baby.
Oh, I didn't bring a toothbrush.
Well, the bathroom's over there. Put the paste on your finger and then try and find your mouth with it. You better have a shave as well.
All right, look, you just keep on concentrating. With all those girlfriends you've got, you must be good at thinking up excuses.
Last night's all right, is it?
How do you mean?
Well, about you not getting to the hospital.
But it's not all right. It's the truth. I did forget you had a new phone number. I mean, I just taken her in. It's feasible. But I told her I wasn't coming here. And if I say I did, and on top of that, tell her I overslept, she'll guess why. So that's out. It's right out. I've got to have a story.
Well, if they're that worried about you, why haven't they rung again?
Because they don't know your number. I rang them last night, didn't I? Look, don't keep asking questions. I've got enough of an inquisition to face at the hospital.
Well, let's think. You look a bit crumpled.
I've just spent the night on your floor. Of course I'm crumpled.
That's why I was thinking you could say you've been run over.
Run over?
Well, I don't mean the wheels actually passed over your body. Knocked down. And you were taken to hospital.
The hospital I'd have been taken to is the one I ought to be at.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, let's have something a little less far-fetched, could we?
Oh, no. I believe in the principle, the bigger the lie...
The bigger the rocket when they tumble you. Less far-fetched.
Oh, what's that din? It's just my electric razor buzzing.
Buzzing's more like a piercing shriek.
Yeah, well, you better get used to it. At least you'll be a clean-shaven scarecrow.
Okay, now, look, keep on thinking, Miles. Keep on thinking. What am I going to tell Kate?
Well, look, how about if someone else was knocked down? An old lady, and you helped her.
Can't you keep your mind off street accidents?
But it's so good for your image, George. You cradling her head in the gutter. You probably even went with her in the ambulance to the...
Ah, exactly. You've got me to that hospital on the stroke of nine again. I want a story that keeps me away from it till 10:30. Haven't you got a quieter razor?
Honestly, George, if you just told her the truth...
That I spent the night with you.
Well, I'm a man. It's allowed.
You're a great help, aren't you? I just had to think up something myself. But when the whole thing's your fault.
Because I had a flat warming last night. Oh, pardon me for moving.
You got me sloshed. Your alarm didn't go off.
Honestly, George, if you arrive with an armful of flowers, how on earth can she lamb into you?
Oh, yes, I've forgotten about the flowers.
There's a barrow right outside the hospital. Buy a dirty great big bunch. They always work the oracle, I promise you. They've got me out of more girlfriend troubles than you've had hot dinners.
Flowers, yes, okay, fine.
And say something nice about the baby. That'll go down well.
Well, I wasn't going to go in and knock it.
Good luck, old man.
Poor old George.
Oh. Poor old Miles as well. Now, where are those fizzing things? And I can put some cotton wool in my ears till they dissolve. George.
How many flowers will I get for 3 and a penny?
Oh, blimey.
Honestly, Miles, I think this is the worst day of my life. You've got to lend me some money.
What for? Oh, the flowers. Why, well, I don't know if I can, old man.
What do you mean? You suggested them.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I'm going to have to pay for them.
Well, I can't arrive without flowers. They're my main line of defense.
All right. You can have all I've got, if you don't mind me keeping enough back for my train fare.
How much have you got, then?
2 and 7.
That's hardly enough for a petal.
Well... They're always more expensive in winter.
Yeah, well, I can't blame the baby for arriving in the wrong season, can I?
Well, you could say you'd order them at the florist's, and you can't understand why they haven't got there yet.
Yes.
And then go to the bank where you've seen her, and
then go to the florist's.
Yeah, it still means I go into that room naked, doesn't it? A sitting target.
Yes. But a flower in the shop is worth nearly as much as a bunch in the hand.
Yeah, well, I better get along.
I'm sorry, George. I really am.
Thanks, Miles.
Give me a ring and, you know, tell me...
if I survive.
What the baby looks like.
Well, pretty disgusted, I should think, by now, wouldn't you?
Now, where are those tablets? Oh, no. But this is a conspiracy. Hello?
Is that Fremantle 6729?
Yes, who's that? No, don't tell me. Let me guess. It's Sally. No, it's not. It's Sarah. No, no, no. No, I've got it. Virginia. How are you, darling?
This is St. Edward's Hospital. I'm calling on behalf of Mrs. George Starling.
What?
We've had some difficulty in tracing you.
Yes, this is a new flat.
Well, Mrs. Starling thinks that you might possibly know the whereabouts of her husband.
Her husband?
Yes, Mr. George Starling.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well?
I beg your pardon.
Can you help us?
Well,
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
I want to buy a few flowers.
Oh, take it in the hospital.
What? Yes.
Well, you'll want more than a few, Gov, won't you?
Well, I don't want to pay too much.
That's all right. I'm making you up a bunch of my cheapest blooms. Look nice. Won't cost you. That suits you?
Oh, fine, yes. Thanks very much. Sort of in the region of,
There we are. How about that?
Very nice.
Thought you'd like it. 12 and 6, please, Squire.
12 and 6?
Hey, you won't get a bunch as big as that cheaper anywhere.
No. I was just thinking, she doesn't like blue.
Blue?
Could you take out the blue flowers?
What? And give you more red ones?
No, she's not very keen on red either.
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. How's that?
That looks better.
Hey, Bob.
Could you try taking out the red ones?
Taking out the... It's going to be a very small bunch.
Yes, well, it's for someone I don't know very well.
Yeah, well, there you are. If you ask me, you give them this, you're going to know them even less.
Yes.
Shall I put the red ones back in a bunch, then?
No, put them all back on the barrow.
Eh?
I've just remembered, she's allergic to flowers. Excuse me. I'm sorry, excuse me. Is Mrs. Starling still on this floor?
That's right. Just a lot. Are you Mr. Starling?
Yes. Well, better late than never, as they say.
We might say it here about the mothers, Mr. Starling, but very seldom about the fathers. Still, I'm glad to tell you that your wife is no longer in her early worried state.
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, I managed to contact your friend, Mr. Miles Coldrey, and I immediately passed on to her what he told me, which cheered her up.
Miles, what did he say?
And she had also been somewhat cheered before this by the visit of her mother.
My husband?
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
Oh, Lord.
Aye, and yours came at 9:30.
My mother?
Yes, with your father. It was through them that we were able to contact Mr. Coldrey.
What did he tell you?
It may all seem rather trivial to you, but you see, when a girl's just become a mother, particularly for the first time, she's not the most rational of creatures. Rather inclined to tears, one has to smooth the path a bit. So all you can do to keep her cheerful will be for the best, Mr. Starling. Kid gloves, that's the order of the day. We don't want any more tears, do we? Come along, will you?
Yes, of course. What exactly did Mr. Coldrey say?
I'll bring the baby straight away. It's a very sweet revenge.
Oh, splendid. Look, if you could just tell me what Mr. Coldrey said.
And remember, keep her cheerful.
Yes, of course. What did he say?
Here he is, Mrs. Starling. Better late than never, he says. Kid gloves, don't upset her.
No, of course not. Don't worry. Hello, darling.
Hello, George.
Oh, Kate, look, don't cry. I'm sorry, darling.
I'm all right. This is just the way it gets you.
Well, don't keep it up, or it'll get me too. You know, have my handkerchief.
Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't apologize to me. Did you have a good time? I mean... I mean, you know, was everything... did everything...
Not too bad. They said it was a quick one. It didn't feel quick. But I thought of you thinking about me and worrying, and I decided you had the worst job.
Did you, darling?
Yes, but it was worth it. She's very beautiful. They've all said so. You didn't mind it was a girl, did you?
Of course I didn't. Don't. I told you, I don't care.
Well, you'll see her in a minute. She really is beautiful. She's got your mouth exactly.
Oh, poor thing.
My eyes.
Really? Whose nose?
Don't know. Not ours.
No.
If anybody, it's Harold Wilson's. Anyway, your parents thought she was the best-looking baby they'd ever seen. Darling, I'm sorry they had to see her first, but they were able to help track down Miles's number.
Yeah, the nurse told me. Look, what exactly...
And my mother seen her, too. Did you know that?
Yes, look, darling,
when I couldn't get through to you last night, I asked them to ring Mum, you see, and she rang your parents. They brought these flowers. Aren't they lovely?
My parents did.
Mm, and those are Mum's, and the geraniums from the butcher's. Heaven only knows how they heard. People are so kind. Flowers cost such a lot at this time of year.
Yes, well, I was just wondering where are my flowers? You see, I phoned the florists.
Did you, darling?
Yeah, didn't Miles tell you?
He said he's sending flowers too. Aren't people kind?
Oh, no, darling, don't get upset.
Here she is, sleeping like a top, bless her.
Oh, thank you, sister.
I'll wheel her cart to the side of your bed.
Thank you.
Can I give you a hand, sister?
What did you say to upset her?
Nothing. I didn't do anything, honestly.
Kid gloves, I told you, Mr. Starling.
Ring if she starts bawling, Mrs. Starling. All right?
Right, all right.
Right.
Come and see her, darling.
What? Oh, yes, sorry, sorry.
Isn't she beautiful?
Why has she got blue hands?
Circulation. Lots of them do.
Do they?
She'll be all right tomorrow.
Oh, good. Do they, do they all have pointed heads, too?
Yes, some of them.
Ours has.
It doesn't last. Good heavens, darling, they go through a lot to get into this world.
Quite. The face.
What? Oh, that chap look. Oh, yes, that goes, too.
Oh. Oh, well, and she's beautiful, isn't she?
Do you really think so?
Oh, no, there's no need to go upstairs.
Telegrams.
Oh, thank you very much, sister.
Thank you.
Let me open the...
She's weeping again.
It wasn't me, honestly.
Well, she was all right till you came.
What did she say?
What? Oh, didn't I think it was a beautiful baby? I lied and said yes.
Just look at all these telegrams.
I know. Someone's been busy on the bush telegraph.
Both mums, I expect.
Yeah.
Uncle Jack and Auntie Hilda, isn't that sweet of them? Yeah. Thrilled about the news, well done. Isn't that sweet of them? Here you are, darling. You open these.
Oh, thanks.
Well, this is from Granny. Congratulations on the arrival of your firstborn.
A bit formal.
What do you mean?
Well...
They have sent you screamingly funny telegrams on this sort of occasion.
No, I know, they didn't be starchy.
Uncle Jack and Auntie Hilda wasn't starchy.
Thrilled about the news, well done. No, not starchy.
We haven't had any at all from your side of the family yet, not even a starchy one.
Well, here's the first. From my two aunts in Portsmouth, Madge and Betty. Hearty congratulations on addition to Starling's Nest. Funny one, eh? Well, who's that one from?
Oh, a cousin of mine and his wife.
Who, Colin and Margaret?
Yes.
Two real balls of fire. What do they say?
George, it's very kind of people to send telegrams.
Of course it is. Let's hear what they say.
Congratulations and all love. What's so funny?
Oh, not your family telegrams for a start. Oh, hello. This is from your Uncle Fred, Auntie Dorothy and Cousin Angela. Thrilled with the news, much love from us three to you three. What's that?
Frank and Vera.
Oh, yeah. You remember my Uncle Frank, funny bloke. Petty good joker, life and soul of any party. What's he say? Go on.
Hearty congratulations on successful hatching of newest starling.
Well, it's funnier than any of you.
Yes, but it's the same joke, isn't it? One says hearty congratulations on newest starling, and the other says hearty congratulations on addition to Starling's Nest. Well, the congratulations are the same too, aren't they? Hearty. Who's that?
My grandparents. Congratulations and love from us old starlings to the new bird.
Aren't Auntie B?
She's not really an aunt. She's not a real aunt. She's a friend of my mother's. I've always just called her auntie.
Well, she shares the family sense of humour. Much love to all the starlings in your nest, really. Oh, my other grandparents.
Well, go on. What did you say?
Hearty congratulations.
Yes.
Your cup of happiness must be as full as the starling's nest.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, you'll have to get used to that.
Does it go on for long?
I don't know.
Do you think we ought to do something?
Well, I suppose if she keeps it up.
She's keeping it up.
Yes, you better give it to me.
Yes, all right. What?
What?
What, you mean, lift her?
Well, she's not going to climb out by herself.
You know, I don't want to,
Don't worry, darling. You're very strong.
Yeah, but I'm not. I mean, I don't know where to, you know, where to...
She's in the same shape as anybody else, darling. She bends in the same places. Come on.
All right. I said, did you see that? Did you see it? I just touched her and she switched it off.
You're going to be very useful, you are.
Do you think so? Mm-hmm.
Now I know who to hand it to in the middle of the night.
Yes. What?
I'm so lucky.
But look, they don't make that noise every night, do they?
Well, if they're hungry or wet.
Well, they aren't ever hungry and wet during the day, are they?
Oh, yes, they give you day and night service. Why?
Well, I mean, it's not very lovely, is it, the noise?
Isn't it?
Oh, darling, even you can't say that.
Last night when she was born and they made her cry, I thought it was the loveliest sound I'd ever heard.
Oh, look, darling, please don't keep on getting...
I forgot to ask, would you like a... Are you all right, Mrs. Starling?
She's fine.
Oh, aye, well, I forgot to ask, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love one, thank you. I had to feed her at the crack of dawn, darling.
Mr. Starling.
Oh, yes, thanks very much.
Two, then.
Any chance of a biscuit?
I'll see.
Thank you.
So soon after breakfast?
What?
Well, the time you got here, I presume you had breakfast.
Darling, when Miles...
Do you really not mind her being a girl?
What?
Why, I was so afraid you'd be disappointed.
Don't be silly.
Last night when you said you didn't care, I thought you were just saying it.
No.
You were so keen on a boy before.
Well, I changed my mind. I don't care, darling, honestly.
Honestly?
Don't be so silly.
Do you hear that, darling? Daddy doesn't mind.
Blimey.
What?
Oh, the first time I've ever been called Daddy.
How'd you feel?
Bit old.
So you look a bit old this morning.
Do I?
It's probably the worry.
Darling, what did Mother...
I'm still trying to get used to being Mummy. My mother said it didn't take any time. By the way, did Sister Bulmer tell you?
What about? About Miles? No,
Mum. When she left, Mum told her that the baby looked like just like her as a child.
Oh?
Yes, she told Sister Bulmer she had a photograph to prove it.
Must be an old photograph.
What?
Oh, she is beautiful, though, darling, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Can you see your mouth?
Not really.
Can't you?
No.
Well, she's a bit puckered, that's why.
Oh?
Yes, I've seen you look like that in your sleep.
Puckered?
Yes. That's why you can't recognise your mouth, because that's how you look in your sleep.
Oh.
Can't see my eyes either.
Because they're shut?
Yes.
So all we're really left with is Harold Wilson's nose. Actually, it's much bigger than Harold Wilson's.
Yes.
Darling, it is. It's a different shape altogether. Well, who is that chap? It's more like, Fife Robertson.
What?
Yes. Look closely. If you imagine Fife Robertson without the beard.
There's a label.
What?
The end of her cot.
Oh, yes. Have a look. Starling girl. Poor soul.
Why?
With no name.
No, I was trying to think last night, you know, after she was born, and I got myself all dolled up and you didn't appear.
Oh, darling.
It's all right, I wasn't angry, just worried. Well, I wanted you to know, you know, how well I'd done, and we'd had a girl, and, you know.
Darling, I really am so sorry.
Well, I was more worried this morning, and then when they said they'd spoken to Miles.
Yeah, I keep asking
you. What should we call her? I know. Well, you know, we thought we wouldn't decide on a name before we knew the sex. Well, last night, you know, when you didn't turn up.
I know.
Well, I thought of Margaret.
Did you?
Well, don't you like it?
Not mad, no. I mean, it can be shortened, can't it? Maggie, Meg.
Meg?
Yeah, what?
Nobody's ever called Meg these days.
They are.
Not since Little Women.
Well, I still don't like the sound of Maggie Starling.
Maggie Starling.
Do you?
No, well, that was only one. I thought of Anne. You can't shorten Anne.
Yeah, you can lengthen it.
What?
Annie.
So you don't like Anne either?
Not mad, no.
Well, how about Helen?
Helen?
Can't be shortened and it can't be lengthened.
No. It's your mother's name, isn't it?
Well, what about it?
Nothing.
No, come on. You weren't too keen when I said the baby looked like her.
Nonsense.
You weren't?
Well, it's hardly the summit of a father's ambition, is it? I mean, to have a child that's a dead ringer of his mother-in-law.
No, but if it happens, it's nobody's fault.
No, it's just bad luck. I mean...
Look, if you've got something against my mother...
Of course I haven't got anything against your mother. I just don't fancy bending over her cot and kissing her goodnight.
Look, you've always made unpleasant remarks about her.
Well, blimey, she wasn't too keen on me at first, was she?
She was?
What? I can remember at least two things she had against me.
What?
I didn't look like Cary Grant and I wasn't quite as rich as Charlie Claw.
Well, she had the grace to change her mind, didn't she?
Grace? I call it jolly long-sighted of her.
And she managed to come and see the baby before the father. Quite frankly, George, I don't think you're in a position to throw stones today.
No, no, don't. Please, don't keep on getting wet.
Tea and a bit.
Are you sure you're all right, Mrs. Starling?
Yes.
Only I was wondering if perhaps you'd had too many visitors.
No, I'm all right.
It's just that every time I come in, you seem distressed.
Yeah, well, you see, it's unlucky because there are lots of times in between when she isn't. Isn't there, darling?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, don't overdo it.
Oh, well, a cup of cheers.
Thank you.
Biscuit?
No, thanks.
No. I don't know. A little bit uninteresting, aren't they? Sort of rejects from the children's ward.
Well, you choose a name, George.
What?
Well, if you don't like any of my suggestions.
Of course.
Well, come on, you do a bit of thinking for a change.
Well, okay, well, I have it a minute, but I quite like Patricia and Joanna.
Well, they can both be shortened, Pat and Joe.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, what was that foreign-sounding name I liked in that play?
Nicola?
That's it, Nicola.
Nicky.
Oh, yes, well, look, there's no hurry, darling. You buy one of those books, you know, they give millions of names and they... What's the matter, Kate? You look quite odd.
George, are you sure you didn't mind her being a girl?
Of course not. Why?
Pat, Joe, Nicky, they're all boys' names.
Oh, don't be...
Were they?
I wasn't thinking...
No, I know, it was subconscious.
Kate, I told you I didn't mind...
You're disappointed.
I promise you,
I... You should be honest with me.
I have been.
It's not as if we can do anything about it now.
I don't want to do anything about it. I think he's wonderful. Oh. I think she's wonderful. No, I mean, I like lots of other names. Christina, that's a nice name.
Chris.
Samantha.
No.
Don't cry, darling. Helen. I do like Helen, darling. You're quite right, darling. It can't be shortened, can't be lengthened, and it isn't a boy's name, and I don't mind if it is your mother's. I mean, I'm glad it's your mother's. I'm glad. Hello, Helen. Little Helen, darling. Say hello to Mummy Helen. Hey.
Oh, that's more like it.
Well, I knew you'd hit the right moment eventually.
More flowers? More flowers. Oh, you haven't finished your tea.
Sorry.
Well, it's not very good, is it? I bring my own in a flask, but I haven't enough for the patients as well.
Oh, what a large bunch, darling. Who are they from?
Miles.
What?
Very naughty of him to have sent so many, especially when he's had all the expense of moving into a new flat. By the way, darling, I'm still a bit confused about all that.
All what, darling?
Well, last night and this morning.
But I thought you knew.
What about?
Last night and this morning.
No.
Well, I mean, the nurse said she spoke to Miles and she passed on his message and it cheered you up.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yes, well, that's what I mean, darling.
What?
What did Miles say?
Oh, he said that you were on your way here with a complete explanation.
In that episode of Barrage Lines were Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Miles Coldrey was played by Edward D'Souza, the hospital sister by Charlotte Mitchell, and the flower store man by David Graham. Barrage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.